You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two Western Wisconsin legislators are proposing a sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Under the proposal, the tax holiday would last for 3 days, from the first Friday in August to the following Sunday. These days, the average family is expected to spend almost $150 per student on school supplies alone, just the kind of things that they bring to the classroom and use for their homework. That doesn't count things like new shoes and clothes. If passed, sales tax would be eliminated that first weekend in August on school supplies that cost $100 per item and clothes under $150 per item. It would not apply to things like sports equipment, makeup, or jewelry. The bills will be introduced by State Representative Jenna Jacobson of Oregon and State Senator Brad Paff of Onalaska.
17 states already have sales tax holidays for back to school, including Ruby Red, Texas, our neighbors in Iowa, as well as Blue Massachusetts. This can be done. It should be done in a bipartisan basis.
The biggest question, will they get any Republicans to sign on?
It is a step in the direction of lowering costs across this district and across our state. They may talk a big game, but as we see when it comes to caring about our bottom line, when time comes to act on these issues, they tend to roll over and focus just on their donors and the wealthiest among us, the special interests who are holding their purse strings.
The bill is circulating for co-sponsorship and is expected to be introduced just before Labor Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The La Crosse County Board meets Thursday. This week, the county board will consider zoning permit requests as well as lowering the speed limit on parts of County Highway M near La Crosse. Future city and county committee agendas for the end of the week will take up routine review and update items. On Thursday, the Board of Park Commissioners will hear a presentation about a collaborative effort for the future of the Northside Community Pool with the School District of La Crosse. The pool has been in continued discussions for closure or replacement. Planned closures of Lock and Dam 6 at Trempealeau continue on Thursday. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the lock will be closed to all river traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday. Two more closures are planned for next Tuesday and Thursday. Closure times for all the days is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The reason for the closures is to repair miter gates. The current gates were installed nearly 100 years ago. Once the locks reopen, water traffic will be prioritized by government, then commercial, then recreational vessels. State Senator Brad Paff is promoting legislation that would create a sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would get rid of state and local sales taxes for 3 days on school supplies and clothing. A similar back-to-school sales tax holiday already exists in Iowa, where the two-day tax break is for items under $100. Iowa is one of 17 states with some form of sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. Paff said that he is targeting 2028 as the start of the sales tax holiday. An investigation into uncounted ballots from the 2024 presidential election in Wisconsin is nearing its conclusion. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
193 voters' absentee ballots went uncounted in the fall when then-clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell reportedly baked hundreds of holiday cookies. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated for 6 months and talked to more than a dozen people under sworn deposition. The commission says the ballots went uncounted because of multiple errors and a, quote, complete lack of leadership, end quote. Then the bipartisan commission moved on to recommendations and requirements. So now the commission gave the Madison Clerk's office new tasks in future elections. That includes updating absentee ballot processes so they don't get lost, not printing poll books until the Thursday before an election at the very earliest, writing out which staffer is responsible for tasks that are required by state law, and doing a full inspection after an election and before the Board of Canvassers certifies the results. City Attorney Mike Haas is currently the interim clerk. He was once the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He pushed back against these requirements, saying the city has already implemented changes that worked in the spring, and it's not fair for the Elections Commission to require this from Madison, but no other communities. Commissioner Don Millis.
We're not imposing that on every community. We're imposing it on Madison because they're the ones who didn't count the ballots. If at some point the city comes back to us and says, look, we've instituted these procedures and we think that we can confidently make sure that all ballots are counted, I'd be more than happy to say, OK, we'll lift the order.
The commission voted 5-1 to adopt the new recommendations for the city clerk's office, which will take effect in the next election. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice. Another rule change aligned the start dates for both 11 and 8 player football to begin competition on August 21st or 22nd. Pleasant conditions are expected for the next several days across the Coulee region. Today will be less humid with highs around 80 degrees. Sunshine and temperatures around 80 will last into the weekend when the temperatures will begin to fall. Highs will be in the upper 60s and low 70s this weekend well into next week. No significant precipitation is expected other than slight chances for scattered overnight showers through the middle of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 5 of the Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their series in Chicago today. Milwaukee losing last night again, this time 4-3 to the Cubs. The Brewers losing 3 in a row after a 14-game winning streak. Pat Murphy on what he said to the team.
Told them how proud I am of them because there's sometimes things don't go your way. And the wind's blowing sometimes. You can't try to, you know, fight it and you break the branches. You know what I mean? If you try to fight it, you know, and they let the branches blow. And they come back and we'll reset. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we showed tremendous heart and tremendous relentlessness.
NFL, the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks in their final preseason game this Saturday at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 3 p.m. Today, the two teams holding a joint practice session in Green Bay. In golf, Sam Weatherhead from Hartford, Wisconsin, finishing 10 under par to win the state open championship at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. If you love big action movies but insist on watching these cinematic treasures on the small screen, you're in luck. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is now available to stream. The eighth and possibly last installment of the franchise starring Tom Cruise is now available on demand on Amazon Prime. If you need to play catch-up, you can stream all 7 of the previous Cruise Mission Impossibles if you have a Paramount Plus subscription. If you loved watching trust fund kid influencer and pretend professional boxer Jake Paul dance around the ring with Mike Tyson amid streaming issues on Netflix, you're in luck. Paul will take on the WBA 14th-ranked cruiserweight, that all sounds made up, Gervonta Tank Davis, that also sounds made up. The fight will take place in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena November 14th and only on Netflix, which means you might catch part of it if they figured out their tech issues from the Paul Tyson tap dance. Here's a movie on my radar that should be a big smash based on the classic story and filmmaking team. Frankenstein does not hit theaters until October, but it's directed by multiple Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro and has a solid cast with Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster and Oscar Isaac as Dr. Frankenstein. Mia Goth and Christopher Waltz round out a great ensemble. Frankenstein is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel of the same name. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots and lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.